Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a lot of chitter chat from the players around this, the former players around this Jimmy Butler saga. And I feel like a lot of chitter chat. And I feel like most people have been on Jimmy Butler's side. Especially on this Paul Pierce. Sick of him, dude. This Paul Pierce is like, no one's ever going to want to play for the Heat again. Which remind me, did he finish a Wizard?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
But you have a lot of former players. But we needed one former player to step up. With honor, one of Pat Riley's own, Tim Hardaway, was on NBA radio, Leroy.
Oh, boy.
And Tim Hardaway. Now, remember, Tim Hardaway came out this summer. He was on the All the Smoke podcast, and he said, Pat Riley's sick of Jimmy Butler. Sick of him, dude. And I was like, come on, Tim, that's a little strong. Seems like Timmy knew.
Seems like you knew.
We know right now that we're in the midst of a suspension. And I don't know if there's been an appeal yet or anything like that. I don't think there has. But Tim Hardaway says that's because the Heat did their due diligence. They put in a book, Leroy, to the league with video evidence.
Wow.
Here was Tim Hardaway.
Disrespect authority, and that's what Jimmy Butler has been doing. And I tell you this, Pat Riley, this boat is going to sail on top of the water. As long as Pat Riley there. Jimmy Butler's trying to sink that ship. That ship is not going to sink. I'm all with Pat Riley. You under contract, you know. You play up under this contract, and we may see where all the chips may fall. But, and you can opt into $52 million next year that you say you're not going to opt into, which just is mind-boggling to me. How you going to opt out of $52 million? All right? But, you know, it's all about... You know, authority saying no to somebody, and these guys can't take rejection. And that's what it's all about. It's about accountability. If you can't take rejection because everything has been saying yes, 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 yes to you, now you upset that and the world is coming to an end. Oh, I can't play now because he's not going to give me the money that I want. No, go out there and play. You're under contract. Go ahead and play. That's I know Pat, and that's what is going. That's what's happening. And I knew that. I said, look, Pat got a 10-page letter to the Players Association, and he's going to have film showing why he suspended this man before that even happened. And guess what? He suspended him for 7 games, and I know he gave them a 10-page letter, and I know he gave them some film to show them why he suspended them.
Wow.
Now, does it? Okay, hey, does he? Wow. Know, or is that an expression? Is he serious?
Notice.
10 pages.
Notice, we haven't heard anything about an appeal.
Not yet. Not that I'm aware of. I haven't seen anything yet.
Nope. He's right from this standpoint. As a player, you seem to be a little unrealistic to hold your team hostage for 2 years down the road. Not this year. Not next year, but you're doing this over 2026. So at what point can the team demand that you play for the contract we just gave you? And we'll figure that out. They have every right to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the whole part of the thing that, you know, caught me off guard because Jimmy said, well, I'm just going to go out and ball.
That's the thing that's completely deterred off of this, right? It's like Jimmy said this entire time, well, I'm going to go out and prove it. Well, then why is it that you're not proving it? Why did you coast? Why did you go away for 2 weeks? Why apparently won't you go to a team that doesn't have an extension in hand? You only will go to one team.
Right. Because if it's all about proving that you deserve that money, you shouldn't have a problem proving that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that throws me off and where I wouldn't even consider what you were saying. Now I'm thinking about it. Is that maybe he thinks he's too banged up to make it that far. Tim, and he want to get that contract because he know 2 years from now he ain't going to be able to play.
Timbo Slice says because he's a big-faced liar.
Whoa, dude.
Tim Hardaway, he then threw out some accusations, Leroy, about Jimmy Butler. Saying that maybe he was potentially getting some stone crabs, some old place that we disgraced because I dressed like an elf there. That Jimmy Butler, while his team was in Orlando playing basketball, he was kicking it up, kicking back at Prime 112.
It does affect the team, and that's all about Jimmy, and that's Jimmy's fault, and you can blame all that on Jimmy. You know, you under contract. You obliged by that contract. You go out there and play under that contract. You know, it's not about, you know, you trying to get a new contract. Everybody understand that. But you're still under contract. And you got obliged by that contract that you signed, that you wanted, okay? And it's hurting those guys. Yes, it is hurting those guys. And you letting those guys down. And you know why you let those guys down by, you know, not playing in Orlando and then out kicking it somewhere. People were calling me saying, man, he's not even playing in Orlando. He had Prime 112 kicking in and eating and hanging out with folks. You know, so that's hearing the same thing, you know, and that's what's so bad about, you know, that whole situation.
Dang.
Hey, that is, and again, if he heard it, Pat Riley heard it.
Oh, Pat Riley
heard it. What do you think is how Pat Riley is handling that?
Oh, not great. And I don't know which Orlando game it was, but we had the game because they had that weird schedule. They were in Orlando, home, back to Orlando. One of them was the one he was supposedly sick, and the other one was a reconditioning to competition, whatever.
Right.
So I guess you got to eat. But something says that Tim Hardaway was like, fishy.
And he must be hearing something that, like, the Heat don't feel that way. There's a difference in a 25-year-old wanting his extension. And remember, Tyler wanted his extension. Bam wanted his extension. They played through it. And they both had the attitude of, you know, that'll come. Right now, it's time for me to hoop. Now, granted, they're at different ages. They're at different points in their career. So they can have those, you know, those thoughts because they're so young.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy may feel differently about that. But think about how you would feel if somebody really talked you into doing something 2 years from now and say, you got to do it now. Wouldn't you have questions about the stuff you're buying? Wouldn't you have questions about the stuff you're paying for? Because if it's a good deal, it'll be a good deal tomorrow. If it's a good deal, the only way it could be a bad deal is if what you're getting under contract for is broken.
Well, the worst look for him is going to be if the Heat can get to a higher record than they've ever had with him this year, right? Like, they've been at that 3 over .500's kind of been the hurdle, the highest they've been able to get to. But if they, like you said, if they can come back and they're 5 over, and you're sitting here and being like, and I don't want to hear anything about the competition. Like,
does it help? If they come back 5-1,
yep.
I'll say 4-2, and they come back and they're feeling good. Is it more of a hindrance for Jimmy to come back with how you would have to play him, when you would have to play him, dealing with do you start him or not? Wouldn't that disrupt Dabble Card even more?
I think yes and no. Like, I think it does, but I think you always handle things better when you're in a better record position. Because I think that
I get that.
Because you're not going to feel as, like, the disaster for the Heat would have been they suspended him and everything keeps happening like they did against the Jazz, and like they just couldn't mentally handle it. That would have been the worst case scenario.
Right.
You know, because it would have been feeling like, okay, we just got to get this guy away. It's almost like, you know, being desperate to trade Kyle Lowry last year because you just didn't want the headache, and you get foisted into a desperate move of trading for Terry Rozier in a first round and trading away a first round pick. If they can finish this road trip 4-2, then yeah, I think that they're going to feel them like they're going to be in a strong position no matter what.
But this is what I'm looking at the chat. Mm-hmm. In what world do you think Jimmy comes back and plays hard? That's the question I have, and like.
Unless he's just been like, I understand the doubt. I think you guys, your doubt is right. The only thing that could stand to reason for him is being like, hey, Bradley Beal doesn't want to be traded. Like if it literally can just be, hey man, the one we had a trade. Here's the only things that could change, Leroy. They had a trade for him and he nuked it somewhere else. And the only place you want to go, the guy that wants to be traded doesn't want to be traded. So right. Now what? What are you going to do? That's the only way. But, yeah, I get everybody who thinks he's going to go out there and just take a poop on the court. I understand it. Tim Hardaway also had some words because this Paul Pierce has been a rat bastard.
Still with Paul Pierce? Like, let him go.
Tim Hardaway had this to say about Paul Pierce.
Okay, let's talk about Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce said he's better than Dwayne Wade. I'm going to stop right there. Be out your mind. You've been smoking too much, to tell you the truth.
Jesus.
Yikes.
Wow. That is a bizarre take on Paul Pierce's end, though. But, I mean, it's Paul Pierce.
But Paul Pierce just did that because D-Wade was beating his butt.
I'm just going to stop here with the case. This man said he was better than Dwayne Wade. Before we close this out, we of course have to, with all this Tim Hardaway content, have to be reminded of one of the greatest show answers in show history, which is of course when Tim Hardaway was asked, what is worse, brain freeze or hitting your funny bone? And this is what Tim Hardaway had to say.
And one more ruling before we get you out of here, Tim Hardaway. What is worse in your mind, hitting your funny bone or brain freeze?
Ooh, I mean, shoot. I would say, man, both are terrible. I say hitting your funny bone, man. Hitting your funny bone, your whole arm goes numb. I mean, for about, you know, it can go numb for about a minute and a half. With brain freeze, you can brain freeze for about 40 seconds, and you back at it. But, you know, hitting that funny bone, ooh. I mean, you have to get a sub. You got to sub me out for a couple of minutes. that ain't nothing nice. That ain't nothing man. Nice.
Wow.
The worst thing in the world is, I'm going to tell you what the worst thing on the football field is the injury where everybody on the field knows it hurt like hell, but you can't tell nobody what it is. Like when it's cold and we used to have those cleats and people get their toes stepped on or their foot stepped on, you see tears coming from their eyes because it hurts so bad and it's so cold. And you just look up and say, somebody stepped on your toe. Yeah.
Take a break. Mix things up coming up next.